Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Bed TV, Liverpool vs Stoke on Wednesday night. We're here to talk about it. It's Defo Wednesday. I hope you have good information that it's Wednesday. And you'd be mental if you thought it was anything else. Chris Pajak, Ben Kelly and Adam Rowe join us in the studio for this one. Let's get into it. Chris, we just on the final word show, we kind of put the Chelsea game to bed and what have you. Just let's have it rear its ugly head for one more moment. Look, last week was massively disappointing. It was so close to being a perfect week in what was probably our most difficult week of the season. As it is now, you know, I think we're starting to see the story of the season spelt out. If Liverpool are going to have success this year, it's going to be based around us putting to bed the ghosts of not beating teams we're meant to beat. Look, we've got a run of these games again. It begins in Stoke on Wednesday. And Liverpool have got to get back into the swing of what we were doing prior to last week. Is
scoring goals and not conceding.
Absolutely.
And this Liverpool side can, of course, they can do that. You know, Stoke have had their struggles this season. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. But Liverpool just seem to... They've played really well against some of these sides over down to, you know, Huddersfield, your West Hams, your Southamptons. Just go back to that. Yeah. And we'll be absolutely fine because... No one from the bottom half of the table really has found a way to beat us. You know, Tottenham and Manchester City are our two defeats so far, other than Leicester probably in the League Cup from those type of sides and stuff. We know how to play against these sides now. We've switched it tactically and we know that we can tire these teams out. We've been able to rotate players, keep them fresh and stuff like that. I expect to see the same again on Wednesday night. And I expect Liverpool to go out there and beat them.
Yeah. And what we don't want... Ben, and hopefully we've learned our lesson a little bit from last time out. We made bloody hard work of the Stoke away game last time. Now, that was due to the international break and Coutinho and Firmino came back wrecked and had to start on the bench. Like exactly what Chris says there, you know, I feel like we've developed a game plan. I feel like we've developed a way of playing, or a couple of ways of playing, realistically. Whether it's a pure counter-attacking style or whether it's just having a bit more patience in our play in these games, not overcommitting and trusting our attacking players to do it. You know, we've got the quality, we've got the talent. It's time for these players again to just get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, and like you say, we've got a good record so far against teams like this season. We've kind of got into the rhythm of knowing how to beat these teams. We've got the personnel to make the difference in Salah, really. That's the main difference between this season and last season, where we were perhaps struggling against this type of team and perhaps he won't play on Wednesday. It's a possibility he won't get in the side just with rotation and stuff. But the point is we've got the personnel now to go a goal ahead and that's, again, we've sort of discussed how this team is built to go a goal ahead and kick on from there. And I think we have the quality to do that against even the teams that... want to part the bus.
Yeah. I think one thing it's typified us so far this season, Adam, is that we've never been short on confidence with this team. It's one thing that we know. This team is very good at just picking itself up, dusting itself down and pressing on with it. And again, I think this stems from the fact that just in an attacking sense, we've got some really good players and, you know, hopefully a time recording, no fresh injury worries in that. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of players who are either in form or on the fringes of form with a real fight and a fire in the belly to get into the team. So, you know, Oxlade-Chamberlain was starting to see some good performances from him. Adam Lallana looked absolutely buzzing to be back on the pitch. He's going to be banging on the door. And I think that actually sets us up quite nicely for this.
It does. I think Lallana walks straight back into the starting 11 on Wednesday. Absolutely. I think he's a kingpin of the team. I think he needs to play every week when he's fit, really. Going back to the show we've just filmed, Lallana would be my captain when he's fit.
Yeah.
He'd be my captain of Liverpool now. I love him, though. He's one of my favourite players. I think we've got to beat Stoke. I don't care if it's 1-0 in the 97th minute or we're 3-0 up by 20 minutes in.
Which is always a foregone conclusion.
I'd like to see us keep a clean sheet.
Yeah.
I'd really appreciate that just for you know, the palpitations.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd just really appreciate. But Stoke's our nemesis team, aren't they? They'll definitely play Crouch at least a bit, just because they know.
They don't have John Walters anymore.
Get in.
Yes.
Yeah!
they'll cause us problems because they'll expose our weaknesses, but it'd just be nice to keep a clean sheet.
We need it as fans, I think the players need it as well. And that's what I was saying, Chris, about getting back to being the Liverpool from you know, 8 days ago or whatever. You know, the one that was playing against these teams, they were looking to frustrate Liverpool, they were looking to cause us problems, and we were going, yeah, that's great, you know, hand on the forehead. Well, that could be Jadon Sancho quite easily, because he's a very small man. Just, you know, hand on the forehead and let him swing away. I think it would do the world of good to get back into that. Let's just get back into that. This doesn't need to be a 3-0 or whatever, but it would, that third gear Liverpool, the one that doesn't have to overexert itself, but is still able to control football matches.
These are the type of games that our midfield are good in. You know, when we can put our foot on the ball and start spraying passes around a little bit. I think over the last two fixtures, we've really struggled to control the game. I think Stoke will give us the ball a lot. I think they'll sit in deep. And I think our midfield are built for this type of a game more than the ones where you're going toe-to-toe with a Chelsea and a Kante in the middle of the park. So for me, whoever plays in the midfield is going to have a lot of the ball. It's about how we move it from side to side, create those spaces, work the defence, create space up front. I expect Firmino to come back into the side. I probably expect us to rest Salah, if I'm honest, as well.
I think
he's going to need that at some point. It feels like the game to do it.
It feels like we took that gamble in the rotation, doesn't it? That, you know, Mane's benched, Firmino's benched, Salah's played the full 93, 94 or whatever in that, and done a hell of a lot of running. I agree on that. I mean, the good thing, Ben, is that, you know, as we kind of touched upon, look, you don't really want to take the Premier League's top goal scorer out of your team ever.
Well, he's playing for our team for
Well, exactly, for a change. But for a start, I think we have to rotate. It'd be ridiculous of us not to. We need to keep this freshness, to keep people going. We have got good options to bring in. Look, being able to swap Salah out for Mane, shit. But this is disappointing. And equally, Salah on the bench, if this is tough and we are struggling to break them down, you could do a lot worse than bring, again, the Premier League's top goal scorer into a match that's a little bit tight.
It's not quite the same effect as if you were to take Suarez out of the team a few years back and you're all going, where are we gonna get the goals from? Yeah. And the sort of thing that is good about the side that we've got at the moment, I feel, is that we have versatile players as well. And I feel as if we say this a lot now, but like Ox can come in and play either side, and Coutinho can go out on the left if we need him to, and Mane can play both wings, so there's plenty of options. Even Bobby can do a shift on the left. I don't think he's quite as effective out there,
absolutely,
but he can do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so good about the personnel that we have. There's so many options in interchanging. Milner can come and do a job in midfield while Coutinho goes and does the left, or all sorts of plethora of options.
Yeah, it's a wonderful nightmare, isn't it, Chris? Because the starting 11 returns to you this week with Adam Lallana fully fit. Did I, bollocks? Daniel Sturridge starting up front against Chelsea. What are you doing to me, Jürgen? What are you thinking? Ridiculous.
I know.
Absolutely ridiculous. It's not possible to accurately pick
the
Liverpool team.
Was that the only
one you got wrong? No, because Oxlade-Chamberlain started and Mane started on the bench. That's ridiculous, Jürgen. What are you thinking? I got that very, very, very wrong. But yeah, we're going to be looking at our preferred 11s in a moment. Stoke, look, not in great form. not having a great season. I think they're 15th at the moment. Just lost to Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace's second win of the season. Mamadou Sakho inspired.
It's late as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I think the 92nd minute they won that as well. This is what we've got to do.
Is it just me or the other clubs score in the 92nd minute of games to win football matches and we never do it?
Arsenal seem to do it a lot.
That's confirmation bias that we've had some last minute wins. Like
this season?
No, not this season, but like in general.
So it proves your point perfectly, Chris. I think Adam Lallana and Norwich springs to mind for us, but yeah. We do. What we could do with
probably
more of
the derby last year as
but,
well. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but look, yeah, absolutely. There's a sweatshirt about that you can buy. Only for a few more days on sale till the 5th of December.
Should probably start wearing them at some point.
Here's a note actually. Yeah, we could do with them. Yeah, we'll get on that. They're great though. We've got our ones. They're just too big. We need to get. I don't want us to be charitable about this, Adam, at all. I understand that Stoke are not in a great situation. I don't like Stoke. I like a couple of their fans. They're all right. I want to see that Harry Potter fella cry. I want to see Mark Hughes get... Is he still the manager? Why is he still the manager? I want to see him get the sack. I love Peter Crouch, but I want him to be upset. I want all this...
Upset.
I want him to be deeply upset by all this. In a nutshell, fuck Stoke. We've been far too charitable in these games down the years. We need to just go and do the business. We're at the point of the season now where there can be no more excuses. You can make an apology for dropping points against Chelsea and dropping against Sevilla and what have you. And that's all well and good, saying that we've got 6 winnable games here, but we need to start winning the game.
I agree with what you're saying. I don't think we've been great with these type of matches in the past. Going back to what I said before about like they're gonna cause us problems. Just they're not a great team, but they've got what hurts us, which is tall, strong players up front who they can lump the ball into them. It bounces around. Raggy Clavan will try and kick it, and he'll hit someone in the head, and then it'll hit someone else in the arse, and then it'll go towards the goal line. Mignolet will grab it and then throw it in the air and it'll be around for 4 minutes when it doesn't need to be. It needs to go right up the other end of the pitch.
This is a prime example, though. We talked about this, how Liverpool look to be developing a plan to beat the other 14 teams in the league, as it were. Stoke, for me, it's like Stoke and West Brom, genuinely speaking, but Stoke are the absolute archetype of exactly what we're talking about there. And I think it gives the team confidence, and I think it would settle some nerves from the fan base as well.
Yeah, I'd love it to just be 2-0, and that's it.
With no drama
just no chances,
whatsoever.
Just 2-0 up after 25 minutes, and then we pass it round them for the next hour. That's what I'd love to see that. Just go, we're 2-0 up, we don't need to do anything. You come and get it off us.
What do you want in the last 5 minutes?
Don't care. Don't mind if we get beat then. As long as we get to 85. That's what I'm after with Liverpool.
I want
the 85th minute. I'm bothered about.
I want Ragnar Klavan doing keepy-ups inside the 6-yard box just to bring some entertainment, because you don't want it dull. You wouldn't like it. We wouldn't like it if Liverpool games were dull. We would. I'd love it. I'd love some really dull wins. 6 dead dull wins. Yeah. A goal in each, 2-0, goal in each half. Everyone chills the beans and goes home happy, but feeling like, oh, I wasn't thoroughly entertained there.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fuck that. I don't want entertainment. I want points.
We all whinge about how boring Mourinho is, but I'd take him just for these next six matches.
Absolutely.
Just get him managing on loan. We just have you for six games. Yeah. That's all we want you for.
I don't want heavy metal football. I want some soft rock. Yeah. I want a bit of Brian Adams for six games. Brian Adams for six games, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, he's got some high points, absolutely, but by and large, it's just very middle of the road. but it works and it's successful. Great. And I'm sure he's got a big house. So it's time for Preferred 11s. Do go and download the Volley app now, of course, because they're good people and we want to be bigger than all the other fan channels on there. And the only way we can do that is for you to go on there and download it, because we can only download it on so many devices. There's just a limit to the things. I'm not going to buy another phone. I've done that twice now and it's starting to really hamper me monthly outgoings. we're going to start with you. Let's see your Preferred 11. Everyone, whip them out, boys. Miggs. Really struggling for space on that top line there, were you?
I always go with Miggs.
All right, cool. sad. Okay, any... No, okay, you've gone for Oxlade-Chamberlain midfield, Chris. Wow. So what was the thinking behind the Chan, Ox, Lallana triumvirate?
Do you know what, mate? I just wanted... I was thinking about taking Salah out and I just want all the other attacking players in there. And I kind of have done that, so I think I've won.
You've success.
So you'd have Ox in midfield over Coutinho?
Yeah.
That's an interesting one, isn't it?
So I think, first of all, that's kind of what happened against Chelsea at the weekend anyway, isn't it? You know, Ox played midfield, Coutinho out on the left-hand side, wasn't it? And then...
Was it?
When?
Wasn't it at Chelsea? Didn't he start left-hand side?
Coutinho? No, he moved to the left-hand side when we made the switch.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Coutinho played the game in midfield.
Pissed. Sadio Mane on the right-hand side, because kind of something your dad said to us last week, to be honest. You've got that guy. I want Sadio Mane to step up and start scoring more goals. He did that from the right-hand side. I don't think he's done it as well from the left-hand side. If I'm resting Salah, I want Mane on the right-hand side.
Well,
to do that.
Telling that we've all gone with Sadio Mane on the right wing. And is that similar thinking to that? Is that
I've got Mane? I've got Mane on the right purely because I've got Coutinho on the left.
Okay.
I don't see him.
Okay, we're going to come to Ben in a moment.
See him playing Salah, and I just think. I'd be surprised to see Ox in midfield. I think if Ox plays and Coutinho plays, they'll be the other way around.
Yeah. I would agree, but it's Preferred 11, so I'm not going to kill Chris for that.
I had a massive brain fart because when I was doing it, I always picture Mane as a right winger.
Yeah.
So I was doing it right to left, and I wanted to put Salah in because it's Preferred 11, and I'd love Salah to play.
Yeah.
And then so I wrote Mane, Bobby, and went, oh no, that's normally where Mane plays, but rather than rubbing it out, I just put Salah. So you can put them to either side.
Yeah.
But
it's a fluid front
three. They move, and so
it's also a whiteboard and whiteboard marker.
Yeah. I know, but who's got time for that? I just.
Have you signed the back of that, Ben?
No, that was somebody's drawing.
That was my drawing. Have a guess what that was supposed to be.
I don't know if I can say it on camera. Is it a car?
Is it a car?
I don't know. There's a wheel.
To be honest, if you get that, you're like some sort of savant.
I want to play with you.
I can't remember.
What I want to play with you.
It was the ball crossing the line graphic. From Sevilla when the ball hit the post. and again, and also a Henry Matisse original, but
yeah, a dolphin.
Yeah, you pissed when you did that as well.
No, surprisingly not. I wish I had that to fall back on, but I don't.
Right, anyway, me and Adam have gone for Wijnaldum in midfield. This is the thing, I made a big case when we started in 11. I thought Liverpool, with Lallana back, we're going to go to our Man City variation, which is one DM and then all the attacking players. So Lallana, Coutinho in midfield. I've then gone back on that in this, and I don't know why. I agree, I think Lallana will. So I don't, it's just that... I don't know how Jurgen Klopp is meant to pick a team with the players that he's got. I don't know what our full strength first 11 looks like with Adam Lallana in. I suspect it is a bit like that, except it's probably Salah on the left, Coutinho in midfield alongside Lallana.
Yeah.
But I genuinely haven't got a clue. Do you reckon this? Do you reckon this is a good game for us to go? Absolute balls out, full gung ho.
Probably not.
Chris is all in.
I'd rather keep it. I'd rather win it in the last 20 minutes. This kind of game. That's just me. I'd rather not focus on not conceding, and then. Having said that, my team completely contradicts what I'm saying. but having thought about it more, obviously, as we had the discussion, I don't know whether, like, you know, you were saying you'd rather win it in the first 20 minutes and then keep it tight. I don't know whether this is the type of game where you've got to go. And
I don't want to keep it tight. I don't want them to have the ball. I want to keep the ball and pass it about. And I think that team can do that. I think Lallana, Firmino, Coutinho, Wijnaldum, they can keep the ball.
It's interesting that we've all gone for Emre Can, and again, this will be dependent upon fitness for him, of course. I think it's probably fair that Henderson comes out. I think he probably needs a game off, if nothing else. I've gone for Robertson at left-back again, and I feel like I'm going to persist with this until it eventually happens. What about you, Adam? You've gone for him as well?
I've gone for him at left-back. I think at the start of the season, I couldn't understand why Moreno was playing, because Robertson had a couple of games and looked brilliant for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is he not getting in any of the side? Now, I've become a fan of Moreno over the recent weeks. I think he's doing very well. He's getting a lot better, but he needs a rest, and it'd be nice to see what Robertson's got again. And if he came in and just smashed it, and we've gone from having absolutely no left-backs last year to the point where we had to put a former right-winger, ideally a centre-mid at left-back.
Yeah.
If we've gone from that to having two decent left-backs. I seen a rumour the other day that we're trying to get the lad from Emerson, from Roma, for 23 million.
Go ahead.
At left back, yeah, but apparently we've got two now that Klopp likes.
Because Liverpool's transfer policy, I'm not sure you're aware of this, is to bolster positions that Liverpool don't really need.
Oh, yeah.
And to completely ignore the ones that we're desperate for.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is why we're being linked with Aubameyang, Draxler, left backs.
Do you not think we need a striker?
Not as much as we need a centre half, mate.
Yeah. But I do think we need both.
Why not? Why not? Fuck it. Go ahead. Goalkeeper. You know, if we could have a fourth kit as well. That's like a really deep green colour, a la like 1992. I'd be made up with that as well. But you know, let's start with the centre half, and then anything else is just the cherry on top. Before we get to some score predictions, Adam, you're on tour at the moment, I believe.
I am.
How's that going, and how do people get involved?
This is going to make me sound like a dick. You can't. It's sold out unless you live in South Shields.
You could travel.
Yeah. We had a woman come to... I had my Liverpool tour like last week, or one of them, and a woman come from Israel.
Wow.
Fucking insane.
For you, or yeah, just to see the
show.
Israel?
No, to see the show.
Blimey.
Nothing else. Didn't do anything
just
else.
Just to clarify, this is going to come across as massively offensive. She came across from Israel to see you.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I'm sure she got a selfie with the Lava Building when she was here. I'm not saying she caught off the plane, come to the Comedy Club and fuck straight off. I'm sure she had one or two other things to do. Maybe got a bite to eat. But yeah, she said she came for the show.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been going well. I have been doing stand-up for 7 years. Most people sort of won't know the ins and outs of the comedy circuit, but when you first start out, you gig for nothing for about 3 years. You're trying to get 10 minutes on any stage you can. You do some terrible gigs. Then you get to the point where you can call yourself a professional comedian. You're making a small living from it or whatever. By doing comedy clubs, you're doing 20-minute sets. But obviously the goal is always to be doing your own one-hour and two-hour shows where you're travelling around. And earlier this year, I just thought, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to book a tour in and hope people come. And I put a little marketing strategy together, which wasn't really working. It was in certain cities. In Liverpool, it was always going to sell, and London was doing well as well. But then there's a comedy club in town now, which I'm sure most people who watch this will watch it because it's all over the internet at the minute, which is a Hot Water Comedy Club. They just started putting videos out. Like, they'd say to comedians, we're going to start a new Facebook channel for stand-up videos, so come and get something recorded. And I've just got material that I don't do anymore because I write new stuff all the time because I get bored of doing the same jokes. So I had just jokes that I don't do on tour or in my 20-minute club set. And I thought, well, I'll just record them all and put them on the internet and see if people like it. And one in particular, it got picked up by Lad Bible and Unilad and a couple of other viral pages. Got like 9 million views, and to put a lot of people on my Facebook page, and then they've come and bought tour tickets, so it's gone quite well. But It's quite interesting that you can do the comedy circuit for 7 years and not be able to tour, and you put 1 6-minute video on the internet, and then people are like, we'll pay £12 to go and see this guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
The future, mate. So, okay, they can't come and see you, but you're at Adam Rowe Comedy, is that on Twitter?
At Adam Rowe Comedy on Twitter, Adam Rowe on Facebook. There's still plenty of times you can come and see me do some stuff if you do want to see some stand-up late. In Liverpool, the only club I play is Hot Water now. Because I'm barred from the other two. I'm not even messing. I had murder with the owner of one and another reason for the other one. So I only, if you want to see me in Liverpool, I do Hot Water Comedy. And I'm there...
Quickly as well, because he's going to get barred soon, I
guess. Get him while you can.
I'm there pretty much every night in December, doing 20-minute sets. And there's a lot of those dates are sold out, but there's still quite a few more. So if you're in Liverpool and you want to come and see, just go on hotwatercomedy.co.uk. Search my name and yeah, you can come and see us.
Amazing, fantastic. Definitely go and check it out. I won't be because I'm a sad recluse. Chris, got some score predictions for me?
3-0 Liverpool.
Nice. Ben?
2-0 Liverpool.
Adam?
4-3. I want 2-0, but I can just see them causing us problems and us having to outscore them.
Cool. You know what? 3-0 seems to be the score of the approach. I want two goals down when they're attacking our end, whichever end that will be, with that second half maybe, just to keep it more interesting. I get so annoyed with that. Your plan, if we're attacking the opposite end and all the goals go in, fuck that plan. It's a shit plan. Don't travel all the way to Stoke. No one travels to Stoke to not see goals. No one. Don't go to some mad industrial estate in the middle of nowhere to not be able to physically see Liverpool's goal.
It's a weird old ground, actually.
It's a strange old ground. But it's been a relatively happy hunting place of late, and let's hope that continues. So I'll take a 3-0. Let me know your score predictions in the comments below. Let me know your preferred 11s, preferred, not what Jürgen's going to do, what you would like to see Jürgen do in the comments below. If you want to see exactly what the starting 11's going to be, don't forget to tune in for Chris' starting 11 prediction show.
When's that, Paul?
He gets it right every single time. Well, it's live, Chris. Mm. So it'll be on when it's live, and then after the fact, it's on forever and ever on the internet. So
enjoy doing that one tomorrow, Paul.
If you get it wrong, shit! Oh, hey. Tom's going to be doing the Start 11 prediction show this week, so tune in for that one. Anyway, thanks very much for watching. Subscribe, of course, go and check out Adam as well. Get involved on Twitter, etc. And we'll see you post Stoke. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.